the Foyer with Bill Stevens. I'm talking with Rachel Reed. You may know her as Jazeeda, one of our most celebrated burlesque dancers. Rachel is about to produce a show called Decadence and Debauchery in a brand new venue. How did this come about, Rachel?
Well, you may know about the new development of Verity Lane, which sort of took place last year, which is a new space on at 50 Northbourne Avenue, right in the city, in the Sydney building. And the downstairs area has been developed into sort of, I guess, like an open kitchen, a market area where you can have a whole lot of different delicious kinds of food. And as part of that development, they initially refurbished the downstairs area, and they have now since refurbished the upstairs area. And so this upstairs area is a new space called Verity Attic. And they've only just finished the refurbishment. And so I found out about this new incredible space right in the heart of the city that was perfect for a performing arts thing, and that perhaps maybe I should get in contact. And sure enough, I got in contact and fell immediately in love with the place, because it is, in fact, the one and only private bin for those Canberrans who were around in the 70s who remember it as the infamous nightclub. We've sort of breathed new life into it, and it's this new space. And so we're actually the very, very first production, the very first performing arts thing to be happening in this amazing new venue, right upstairs from all of those delicious food options. So you can come have a nice meal downstairs and head on upstairs and enjoy a bit of burlesque and variety.
It sounds exciting, actually.
Yes.
Tell me about the show you're planning.
So Decadence and Debauchery, that's my, I guess, regular variety night. So it's a show that I put on every 3 months, and I also tour it to the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and I've sort of toured it around Australia. It's visited Melbourne and Batemans Bay and a few other places. And basically it is a variety night of burlesque. So we have quite a few burlesque artists, but we also do have other alternate and subculture art forms. Sometimes we have a bit of drag. Sometimes we have cabaret singers. Sometimes there's circus, there's sideshow. It's kind of a really mixed grab bag. But what you do know about Decadence and Debauchery is there will always be a little bit of burlesque, because that's where my heart is. You know that it will always be a variety night, meaning an MC is going to come out and introduce a whole lot of different acts, and you don't really know what you're getting. But there will always be at least two interstate headliners. So we bring incredible artists who are very well acclaimed from other parts of Australia, kind of bridging that national network of artists, so we can connect and see the kinds of things that we might not otherwise be able to see in Canberra. And we always save a spot for an up-and-coming performer, a local artist who might, you know, only just be developing, and give them a chance to rub shoulders with the big shot.
Now, I noticed that you've been working with Moira Finucane.
It's true, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
I'm a huge fan of Moira Finucane's work. As I mentioned, burlesque is where my heart is. I do love to be in that art form, and Moira Finucane has been such a huge driver in that scene. She's really paved a lot of the pathway that's made it possible today. When we look at the revival of burlesque as an art form in Australia, she was really integral in seeing particularly the neo-re-emergence of burlesque in the mainstream of Australia. So she's been doing it for a very long time, and I've always admired her work. And so she was coming to Canberra. She performed at the Canberra Theatre Centre, actually. And some artists that were on her bill had said, oh, if you're coming to Canberra, you should check out this person called Jazeeda, because part of the work that Moira Finucane does is that when she tours, she also, much like I described in Decadence and Debauchery, where I bring an up-and-comer into the lineup, she will always pick one person local to the scene where she's touring from, just for that same purpose of connecting and integrating with the scene and meeting new and different interesting people and experiencing things. So someone had mentioned, you've got to check out Jazeeda. And so she actually invited me to perform with her at her show, which was called Dance Hall at the Canberra Theatre Centre. And I performed. And then after I performed, you know, I helped. It was the last night of the show, so I helped her to pull down all the curtains and pack up all the tablecloths and pack down. And she was very pleased with the performance that I'd done. And she really, I think she appreciated my manner of like staying and helping and understanding that, you know, we're all in it together. And so she actually then invited me down to Melbourne to perform at her big fundraising gala, which Finucane and Smith run every year. And at that fundraising gala, she actually asked me officially as part of it if I would join the company. company and be part of Finucane and Smith as the collective, which of course, oh my goodness, what a huge honour.
I think in Australia, that's about it for burlesque. Working with Finucane and Smith, you'll be the best.
Yeah, so what an honour. So I have been part of this collective, meaning to say that I've been, you know, travelling down to Melbourne and doing a lot of these online shows through COVID, where I've been working with them and performing as part of their shows. And then last year, I applied for a grant with Arts ACT saying I would really love to get more mentorship and develop my skills. And I asked if I could, as part of my grant, work with Finucane and Smith and do sort of an intensive to learn a little bit more from them. And I was very fortunate to secure that grant. So I have been working with them even more than I had been. Rather than just performing for them, I'm actually getting the opportunity to learn with them, which is really amazing.
Big time. Mm. So we may be seeing them at Verity Attic.
Perhaps one day in the future. Who knows? Fingers crossed.
I'm talking with burlesque artist Jacida. Is that your ambition for Verity Attic? Would you like that to become a regular burlesque venue?
Oh, gosh. I want every venue in Canberra to become a regular burlesque venue. But yes, I would love to see that happen.
Because it's in the centre of the city. It's a perfect location.
It is. Yeah. And also, I really like the format of dinner and a show. I really like people being able to sit at a cabaret table and eat their meal and drink their drinks while watching some incredible performers astound and amaze and surprise them. And so it's a really ideal venue for that.
How many people can the venue take?
Now, that's a trick question with COVID. Look, the venue can very, very comfortably fit 100 people within COVID restrictions who can all have perfect eyelines to the venue. I mean, we technically could go up to 300, but I feel like once you start getting to 300, there are people having to crane their necks to see the stage well, and I would rather have everybody have the perfect view. So I personally am capping my tickets a little bit lower than what the actual venue can fit.
And then when you get really, really popular and everyone discovers you.
Ah, we'll just have to run multiple nights. We'll just have to book it every weekend.
I can see you're going to be the burlesque queen of Canberra and everyone will be coming to Canberra to see decadence and debauchery.
Mm.
That means with that name and that format, you can change the format each time you come back. You'll still call it Decadence and Debauchery.
Yes, that's right. So it's the same name and the same format, but different artists. We rotate who the performers are each time.
Well, it's a wonderful initiative, and your career is really going gangbusters.
It's been a good time, yeah.
How did you find burlesque? How did you discover you had a talent for it?
You know, I think that it found me more than I actually think I've somewhat stumbled upon it. I used to be a belly dancer, so I used to dance at the restaurant, at the Turkish restaurants. And when I had my babies, it started to become quite difficult to make it to the belly dance classes and also to perform just because I had two small ones and it was just logistically difficult. And so I thought, well, if I can't be doing belly dance in the way I'd like to, now's a nice time to, you know, I'll just try out a different dance form that I haven't had the time to do. And so I started attending a class that was labeled as burlesque, and it was taught by the incredible Liz Lee, the one and only Liz Lee of Canberra. And if I was to look at it now, I'd probably call it cabaret. It was like, it's sort of like showgirl dancing, not so much the art of tease with the strip element, which burlesque is renowned for. But I really enjoyed those classes. From there, everything just kind of like cascaded and fell. I enjoyed the classes so much, I ended up doing a workshop in burlesque. And the performer who I workshopped with said, are you available to perform at this event on this day? And I was like, oh, I guess so. And then they were like, you should compete in this burlesque competition. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't done burlesque. I'm not sure I can give it a go. And then I ended up winning the competition. And then I suddenly started getting all these bookings interstate where I was asked to tour and perform. And I was like, well, I guess I do this now. And I love it. I just keep on doing it more and more and more because it's just so joyful.
And you've got an international reputation. You've performed in Las Vegas.
It's true, yes. It all just kind of kept snowballing. I think I found the art form for me.
Yeah, you mentioned you've got two children.
I do.
How do you maintain your gorgeous figure?
Probably because I'm always doing burlesque. And I teach dance as well.
Tell us about your dance studio.
Earlier in the year, I opened up a brand new space called Flaze Dar. It is in Belconnen next to the skate park. It's upstairs from Subway. And I refer to it as an alternate performing arts hub, meaning to say it's kind of a place where performing artists can develop their skills in those kind of subculture, an alternate performing arts style. So rather than being an adult dance school where you would learn ballet or contemporary or salsa or any of those more common things, it's a place where you can learn to do drag and you can learn have makeup lessons and learn how to style wigs, learn how to dance with fans, learn how to do burlesque, all of those kind of grungy of the community subculture, the kind of things that you usually see in nightclubs and less than in theaters.
So you do all the lessons?
When would I sleep? Could you imagine? No, I think I've got 15 staff we've got a whole crew of us all teaching. I teach burlesque and I teach fan dancing, but we also have instructors teaching hula hooping. We have instructors teaching belly dancing. We've got something called bratlesque, which is like a combination of being a brat and doing burlesque. We also have juggling classes, wig styling, headdress making, costume embellishments. At the moment, we're doing sword dancing. We've got 7 incredible balancing swords that people put on their head, or they all balance and dance around. There's just, a huge range of classes and holiday programs, so they're rotating all the time.
If anyone has a thought that they would like to become a performer, how do they contact you?
Oh, well, they can visit my website, which is www.flazedahub.com. That's spelt FLAZEDA.
I'm glad you spelled that.
Yeah, HUB, FlazedaHub. Some people pronounce it Flazida if you're nasty. But it's, Flazeda. It's kind of like a merge of blase and laissez-faire and la-di-da all smushed together. So you can go to www.flazedahub.com, or you can check us out on like Instagram and Facebook. We've got events on Facebook as well that you can see what the classes are and what's happening.
Good luck with that. I'm sure it's going to be massively successful.
Thank you.
And also with Decadence and Debauchery. Mm. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
It is my pleasure. I hope to see you there.
Burlesque dancer and entrepreneur Rachel Reed, better known as Jazeda. This is Bill Stevens, looking forward to seeing you in a foyer soon.